an angel visit you? I had one visit a couple years ago. It was 3:29 exact on a weekday afternoon, 1 minute before the bell rang at the end of the school day. Whew, I had made it, just in the nick of time. So I pulled my minivan over to the curb and I prepared to wait for my girls to come running out of school. Now, since I was one of the last cars to arrive, trying to fit into a tiny spot, I started thinking to myself, was I a little too close to this one particular neighbor's driveway? Is it annoying to them that a bunch of cars congregate by their house every day at this time? Do they just hate seeing minivans all lined up using their street as a pickup lane? Well, as these thoughts and worries consumed my mind in the continuous hurry and rush of my life, my girls jumped in the van. Just at that moment, I saw the homeowner back out of her driveway and proceed to roll down her window to get my attention. Uh-oh, I thought to myself, here it comes. Do I even roll down my window? Do I want to expose my children to her disgust? So I do, roll down my window. She began with the words, you probably do. I thought, brace yourself. Here it comes. She proceeds to say, you probably do, but soak in every moment. Appreciate those precious little girls as they grow and are still young. The moments pass so quickly, they grow up so fast. Savor every minute. And she proceeded to tell me that her grandbabies are far away and that she wished she could see them more. And off she went, and I just sat there. And my girls said, who was that? At the time, I didn't know. I didn't recognize her. But now, I know. She was an angel. She was an angel who helped me to focus on the blessing of what was in front of me, the blessing of today, the blessing of what God has given to us. Mary was visited by an angel too. His name was Gabriel. And if Gabriel would not have shown up, this whole situation could have turned into a very big mess. You see, Mary and Joseph were very poor. Their people were dominated by the Roman Empire. They lived within a strictly governed community regulated by religious laws and customs. And Mary could have been stoned for being pregnant and unmarried. Joseph could have been shamed into leaving all he held dear if Gabriel would not have shown up. Mary would have been in a huge panic. Joseph would have wanted to flee. They had hopes and dreams, and this definitely didn't fit into their plan. The home Mary dreamed of, the happy marriage Joseph desired, the family they longed for, this was all teetering on the edge of total collapse. If Gabriel would not have shown up with a message of grace, well, things could have gotten really bad. But he did show up. He helped her to focus on the blessing of all of this, the blessing of today, the blessing of what God has given to her and to the world. And suddenly, panic turned into peace and purpose and courage and hope. And Mary responded with, here I am, Lord, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. Even today, I truly believe that angels are all around us, that sometimes we don't see them. Sometimes we do. Sometimes we don't listen to them. Sometimes we do. Now we may wonder, how can we really recognize an angel when we see them? I think, first of all, we really need to ask ourselves this question. Do we believe that God is still at work in our lives? Do we believe that God is still doing things, all kinds of things, great and small, mighty, mundane, miraculous? Do we truly believe this? Well, if so, if we truly believe this, then I believe that angels are the ones who point out what God is doing. You see, Mary believed that God was active in the world and in her life, and therefore when the angel Gabriel showed up and told her these things, Mary saw and heard, and she knew this must be true. He pointed out what God was doing through her. So what are modern-day angels trying to tell us? Well, what is God doing in the world? How is God showing love and peace and hope? What is God doing here at Living Water? How is God working through us to make a difference in people's lives? What is God doing in your life? How is God helping you discern what to do or where to go or who to help? Just imagine an angel showing up to you, just like Gabriel did to Mary, saying, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you. Do not be afraid, for you have found favor with God." You have found favor with God. Take a look at the blessings of today, the blessing of what God has given to you. You too can take those blessings and impact the world like Mary. You too can make a difference in someone's life. You too can touch people's lives with the love of God. Now that woman who was my angel 2 years ago, well, she showed up again just the other day. She told me how it melts her heart to see all of the parents lined up with their cars to pick up their precious children who are so excited, especially this time of the year, to run out of school and see their parents. It's a busy and crazy time. There's so much going on. But God is calling us to peace and purpose and courage and hope. So as I conclude my sermon, let us keep these words in mind. Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. Amen.